I will not be afraid to show the world who I am, and that I'm not ashamed. Every life lesson learned, every harsh mistake made me who I am today. Take a look in the mirror, say, ooh, I love her. Beautiful battle scars on her. She's a fighter.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the first Speak On It Saturday as a part of my new podcast and audio series, Just a Human Being. I'm your host, Jasmine Lamar. Thank you guys for sticking in and joining the party, okay? If you had the opportunity to check out episode 1 from back on Wednesday, you would have heard my introduction. Actually, it's funny because it was literally supposed to be a test for this mic that I just got from Amazon. But it was a little vibe. It was a little vibe. I was feeling it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with this. Why not? But no, in all seriousness, thank you for sticking around and for joining me for Speak On It Saturday. Speak On It Saturdays is just going to be me reciting poetry, spoken word content. And today I'm actually going to be highlighting a piece that's come straight out of my new book called Just Helping Myself. It is live and it is available on Amazon today. Go get your copy today. But no, for real, it's in the healing section of the book. It's on page 54 for anybody that is following along. And it's called How It Started Versus How It's Going. And it pretty much just kind of embodies that. It goes into kind of how I was hurting and struggling in some areas back then and what I did to kind of acknowledge those things and to become self-aware of those things and to actively seek ways to change those behavioral patterns and thought processes and to kind of move it along into how it's going and where I am today, right? So without further ado, I present to you How It Started Versus How It's Going. I was a people pleaser, perfectionist, and an avid overthinker with anxiety. I sucked at establishing and maintaining relationships. I always remained in my head and stuck somewhere between wanting to make people happy and thinking myself into believing I was the reason they were not. I felt like I needed to prove myself worthy in the eyes of people. I disliked the feeling of being seen as a disappointment, not enough, or even too much. Perhaps this all stemmed from feelings I harvested over the years from childhood. I felt like I wasn't accepted or chosen early in life and into my young adult years. I felt like my father didn't want me after my parents' divorce. I was bullied in my late elementary, middle school, and early high school years. Boys never really favored me. I was always one of the homies. And though I had a tight, small circle of good friends, my run-ins with the mean girls left me feeling insecure of the sisterhoods I'd developed and affected my ability to be a solid friend to them in the long run. So many people, things, and experiences scarred me that I'm still working through that have also played a major role in my ability to foster healthy, romantic, platonic, and familial relationships. I turned to social media to aid in my healing process. It started with cute animal videos, TikTok dances, and cooking videos. Then I found myself on the wrong side of TikTok and social media and started comparing myself to others. I would scroll for hours and think to myself, I wish I looked like that. I need to lose this weight. Perhaps there's somewhat of a figure up under all this. And damn, they make it look so effortless. I'll never get to that level of success. I became severely self-critical. I thought that if I looked and acted the part according to social media, cultural, and societal standards, I'd be found more appealing. I had to stop right there and log the fuck out. I realized that I had to stop looking at other people and what they were flaunting on social media. Harboring that mindset was crippling and debilitating to my motivation to push my creative content and to share my ideas and journey. Harboring that mindset was hurting me and not helping me heal. I needed to accept myself first. I needed to love myself first. I needed to foster a loving, consistent, and impenetrable relationship with myself first. These days, I'm doing just that. I've come to terms that I'm fucking dope as I am. These days, I understand that I wasn't designed nor created to be like anyone else but myself. I can stand in my own unique individuality and everything that makes me different, even if it's not appealing to the eyes of others. I'm erratic, emotional, sensitive, and extra expressive. I'm a ball of feelings. And these days, I'm learning to stand in it and to share it openly and vulnerably. I had to unlearn the toxicity and trauma. I was conditioned to hold these things back and to keep it in. I was conditioned to believe that nobody cared what I had to say, think, or feel. I was conditioned to yield to the popular consensus. But respectfully, fuck societal and cultural standards. These days, I'm doing what feels good and right to me. I'm enjoying my existence as a spiritual being, living a human experience. It's human to feel. It's human to weep. It's human to ride that high of life and for life to sometimes wipe you out. It's human to feel that crash and to acknowledge where it hurt. It's human to look different, to hold different beliefs, opinions, and to value things differently. However, it's also human to love, to embody love for oneself and to show love to others. So these days, I'm extending myself a lot of grace. I'm apologizing less for the things I do that I believe in. And the decisions I make for myself, even if others find it lame or stupid. I'm giving out fewer explanations. These days, I understand that others don't share the same vision that God gave me. And I also understand that it's not for them to see or understand. These days, I'm embracing myself, validating my experiences, speaking out, standing strong, believing in myself, building stronger faith, and loving myself every step of the way. I'm soaring at my highest of highs in life and crawling through my lowest of lows. The most important thing is that nowadays I'm showing up for myself instead of showing up for other people's expectations of me. Nobody can take your experience away from you. Nobody can tell you how you're experiencing it but you. They have theirs. You have yours. I have mine. Our own individual experiences are valid. And there's no explanation needed.